Don't you go anywhere, Mr. Eight-Time. Yeah. Was there a big party in Nashville last night? Did you go out and whoop it up with all the winners?
I had part of a margarita last night.
Get out of here!
It's a confession, and I don't even have to do it. I'm a Baptist.
You had part of a margarita?
Part of a margarita, yeah, which is...
That was good, because I posted a picture of you on our website because I knew you were going to win. And it was a picture of him having a part of a glass of rosé in Paris. And that was like in September. And he looked so happy that I thought, we don't get to see, we have a name for him when he does this part of margarita or an 1/16 of a glass of rosé. You're running into Johnny Springbrink.
Yeah. Watch out.
Watch out. So, big party up there?
Big party, yeah.
Yeah. Did you pick up my awards?
Well, it was discussed.
In my next career, I'm coming back.
I've got loners.
Okay, good. Okay. In the meantime, I don't get to play this song enough. I love this song, I really do. And most people know the story of how I got here. Jerry Jeff Walker brought me down here in a 1947 Packard. And what a lot of people don't know is when I was living with him, working in a garage while I was waiting to get a job in Miami, I got into a book of poems by Kenneth Patchen that Jerry Jeff had at his house. And I kind of love the poetry and I love the story. I didn't know anything about it. It's great when you discover great writers that you didn't know anything about or great songwriters or anything like that. So, it happened at the right time because I was reading all this Kenneth Patchen stuff, and he died very young, and then I was going out trying to deal with after the record deal came along, having to get into it. It kind of puts some interesting situations and challenges and decisions that you have to make. And at that point, there's nobody out there but you. And that's why, narcissism, yes, I am a confirmed narcissist because there was nobody back there who gave a shit at that time. You were on your own and you better be good. So this is for Jerry Jeff and for the great Kenneth Patchen. It's called Death in an Unpopular Poet.
Listen while he grinds. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhyme. And through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king of underground. Well, they found him down in Florida, tombstone for a crime. Now everybody knows a line from his books that cost $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. 'Cause his books, they're all bestsellers. Words return to song.
They had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. Now it's called immortal. Hell, he's even taught in school. Say he used his talent, a most proficient tool, but he left all of his royalty to Spooner, his old hound. I love this part. Colonel on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet around. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? No, he was just a poet who lived before. He was just a poet who lived before his time. Thank you. I didn't screw it up.
That's good.
I remembered it.